Hey guys from Old Rock Station, it's a pleasure to introduce Johnny from Hollywood Undead today for this interview. So, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, yes. Great.
Good.
New Empire Volume 2 came out a few days ago. Can you tell us what this album means to you and what song is the most personal to you on New Empire?
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny you say that because New Empire Volume 1 was meant to be the more aggressive record. You know, we kind of had a lot more metal type tracks, heavier guitar progressions. So Volume 2 was actually meant to be a kind of more personal album in general, more about us, I guess. And I'd say the most personal song on there is probably Monsters with Killstation. You know, that was just kind of about our childhood growing up and what that was like. So we've never really talked about that subject in any song before. So I would say that was definitely one of those moments that was very personal for everybody involved.
Okay. The Masks have taken a step back, but I feel the fans took it pretty well. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think we're done with The Masks. I think it's, the thing is, I don't want to force it. Like, if we don't feel like we ran out of ideas for what to do with them, so we don't want to just use them just to use them because they're there, you know. We want to think of ways to use them that are is interesting for us. So I don't think we're necessarily done with The Masks. I just don't know where they're going to go or how we're going to use them. Obviously, we came up with the Deadbite character, and we thought that was cool. Like, where all the characters or whatever personalities kind of come together in one. I don't know where it's going to go, but as far as, I mean, if you're a fan of a band, I would assume it's because you like their music, not what they look like.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, that's kind of what I expect, I guess.
Well, the world right now is definitely out of focus and it seems kind of hopeless. What made you think I'm going to be okay during 2020?
I'm always going to be okay, bro. See, the thing is, once you learn to accept that life is going to be hard at times, it doesn't bother you as much, you know? I grew up in a pretty rough kind of world, and things were always kind of bad, so I got good at accepting what is and knowing that there's things I'm not going to be able to change. So this kind of stuff never really gets to me. The important part is, you know, obviously the COVID situation is a very negative situation. The way I look at it is like an opportunity to make something positive out of a negative situation. So I take the time off the road and I spend more time with my family. I work on playing guitar. I work on my voice. I do things that I couldn't do before. So it's really up to the person to kind of take it for what it is. You know, there's nothing we can do to change it. So at least try and make the best of something really, really bad and really negative and try and make it as good of an experience as you possibly can. And obviously people are sick, people are dying, and that it's a terrible thing. And I'm not trying to be insensitive, but I think our responsibility is to let the world carry on, to keep creating art, keep doing what you do to make the world a stronger or better place when everything does recover, you know.
Definitely.
We can't just crawl up in a hole and cry ourselves to sleep at night. What good is that going to do anybody?
Well, part one was 100% you guys on every rhyme, but part two has a lot of guests. Was that your intention to have that difference between part one and part two?
No. We've actually only done one guest appearance before this record in all of our albums, on all five of them. The reason the guest appearances happened was once again because of COVID. So originally Volume 2 was supposed to come out right after Volume 1, like 2 weeks later. But then COVID, we were over in Europe actually. We actually missed our show at the Zenith in Paris. That was the show we were supposed to play before we went home. I was very sad about that because I've been wanting to play that place for 15 years. And I was very upset. But we will come back with Papa Roach, Nice Night, and play it anyway, eventually. But when we got home, you know, it's usually hard to work with other bands or people because everybody's either on tour, they're doing their own music. So all of a sudden COVID happens and everybody's fucking stuck at home. We're like, yo, let's work with some people that we've wanted to work with because no one had anything to fucking do. Hey, why not make some music with people? So the reason there's so many people on these songs is only really because the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we try and take a negative situation and make it as positive as we can. So we said, let's work with Jacoby, let's work with Spencer and Tech Nine, Kurt 92 and Ghost Kid and all these different people because we finally had the opportunity where we could do it.
And this is a question on this interview. Have you a new date for the show in France with Papa Roach, maybe? With Hollywood on that, the confinement, it's happened just the day when you play in France at Paris. So maybe have you a new date for this show? Yeah.
We don't have a date because we don't know. We're not allowed to book dates yet, you know?
Yeah.
We're definitely, all the dates that we missed, we're going to go back and we're going to make up with Papa Roach and Ice Nine Kills. It's more a matter of the government, when the government will let that happen. No one really knows. So hopefully, you know, this vaccine or whatever, people start, I'm not getting it, but you guys can. And we'll, like, once that kind of rolls out and people start, you know, I don't know, it could be 2 months from now, it could be a year from now. There's no way to really know until people, you know, give us the green light.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it a few seconds ago. You worked back and forth with Ghost Kid too, and he did a guest spot on your album, and you did one on his album.
Yeah.
We received him last week on the show, and he told us how direct and natural it was to work with you. What did you think of that collaboration?
You know, honestly, it was a lot. I really was happy with it. You know, I actually knew his old band, Eskimo Callboy. I'd listened to them a few times, and I liked them. I was like, oh, these guys are cool. They kind of remind me of like a new age Blindside, that heavy, but they have more electronic. It was just cool. I liked it. Mm-hmm. So when they brought up to him going on one of our songs, I was like, oh, hell yeah, I like that guy. And then he was doing it on his own, and I saw how talented he was, and we were really happy with it. So he came to me later and said, hey, man, would you do this track for me? And I said, well, send it to me. And that it's a song called This Is Not Hollywood. And I listened to it, and I was like, fuck, this guy's good. So I was very, very excited to do it. He's a really, really talented dude. He's got a very bright future. So I was very happy to be able to do it. He's really good.
A few years ago, you played many French dates with Attila for the Day of the Dead tour, and I was there.
Oh, cool.
Do you think there could be another big French tour like that in the future?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I love playing, you know, we always play Paris. That's where every, it's kind of like if you go to California, you really are, you know, you're going to play Los Angeles. So it's really cool to get out to the smaller cities and play different places, because the culture is so different than Paris itself. So I really, really like that. And we definitely will do that at some point. I don't know, like, once again, who knows when. Mm. But it's definitely in the future for sure.
Yeah, I think I see one of your show at LA during my vacation. I think it was at House of Blues. But today, this venue is destroyed. I don't know if you remember this venue.
You were into the House of Blues on Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that House of Blues is gone now, sadly. Damn, what was that, 2013 or something?
Yes. My first time in LA, yes, I remember, yeah.
Oh, wow, man, that's crazy. Yeah, dude, yeah, that was a long time ago. I'm surprised. Cool.
Well, you formed the band about 15 years ago. It goes fast. Do you approach the way you create albums differently now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's... I mean, as you get older, you're going to change. That's just the way it is. So I think we don't approach it differently on purpose, but naturally, you know, I think we're better musicians than we were 15 years ago. What we're trying to do, I think, is more clear to us. So, like, I think a lot of things are just like they always were and stay the same, but some things are different. And we, you know, a good thing is we've gotten had all these experiences together. The band is much closer, much tighter as friends, which helps a lot when you're writing music, because you know there's a lot of drama in bands throughout time, and a lot of bands break up because of it. So we're very blessed because now we're closer and better friends than we were even back then. So I think it definitely changes it up, but I think more than anything, just emotionally, your life happens, you change, you get smarter, you get wiser. And so we certainly try to apply that to our music.
Mm-hmm. For you, what are the most important evolutions for the band since you started, and for you personally?
Shit, man, there's been so many changes. One thing, I think I'm not going to say we're sober, because we still drink and we still do stuff. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, everybody was on so many drugs and all this stuff. So honestly, I didn't know if we were going to live long enough to make 6 records. Who knows? I mean, I remember in 2005 thinking, I don't even know if I'm going to be here in 2006, because shit was so crazy back then. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're all in a better mental place, mm-hmm. So that's helped us considerably as far as moving forward. And now, I think we treat the band with more respect. Before, mm-hmm. it was kind of like, let's just do it, whatever, fuck it, kind of attitude. We liked writing music, but also I think I disrespected music too, because I didn't put my whole self into it. Mm-hmm. And now I have such a greater amount of respect for the band, and not just the band, our fans who care about the music. I started thinking of it, the key is just being feeling gratitude, because I'm very, very lucky. I'm very, very fortunate. And before, my attitude was, well, I deserve this. And now I realize in life, nothing is promised, and we don't deserve anything except for what you work for. So I think more than anything, I just respect music more than I did when I was younger. Mm.
And does this double album mean that you want to release even more music in a shorter period of time? Or
the thing is, before you couldn't do that. You would put out a record, you would tour for a year and a half, go record another record. That's how the record industry, the business worked. But now, because almost all music is consumed with streaming, you could put out music kind of whenever you want or as much as you want. So I definitely think we're going to put out music more often, because we're always writing songs. But let's say we wrote a song right now, they say, well, no, before, your record's not coming out for a year and a half, so save it. Now, if we wrote a song that we really like, they'd be like, okay, put it out. Why not? You know what I'm saying? So the industry has changed. So yes, I definitely think we're going to be putting out more music more often. But that, I don't know exactly what we're going to do. Obviously, this whole COVID thing kind of fucks everything up. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure we're going to be getting back in the studio in January, February to start on a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll be seeing your house party tomorrow. What can we expect? Will it be released later on DVD or Blu-ray or something?
It's 4 a.m. for us.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't even know if anybody has a DVD player anymore.
Well, everybody has an Xbox or a PlayStation for Blu-rays.
Oh, you can watch DVDs on that. I didn't even know, bro. That's how fucking stupid I am. I don't know. I don't know about the DVD or Blu-ray thing. I really don't. The whole idea behind so when we started out playing music, where we would play was parties, like people's house parties. Mm-hmm. In a living room or a backyard, people would give us free beer, we'd play their party, and that was it. And then that's how we kind of got better. So what we wanted to do with this was recreate that beginning, mm-hmm. where it's just we're playing in the living room. It's kind of where we started, and it was fun because it's kind of like remembering how it used to be. Mm-hmm. And playing clubs and playing arenas to a lot of people, it's fun. You got to play to a lot of people, the sound is perfect, blah 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 blah. But there's something really fun about playing when you just don't care how it sounds. It's just supposed to be fun in that atmosphere. So we wanted to kind of recreate that time period when we had first started.
Yeah, I saw the trailers and it reminded me of parties I did in Raleigh. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude. I think it's cool, you know, because you could go watch a band anytime you want in a venue, but there's not too many chances you have to watch a band in a living room.
Yeah, and I remember your face today because we already made an interview with you. I think it was at Hellfest. I don't remember this year. I think it was 2014 or 15, something like this.
Yeah,
so what do you think about this festival, and are you the project to come back maybe on this festival?
Dude, I'm going to tell you. So we've only played Hellfest once. That was the only time. And one thing, I loved it. It was awesome. I didn't know, because Hellfest is such a metal festival, mm-hmm. and we're not really a metal band, we're kind of a hip-hop band, so I really didn't know what to expect, you know, like if fans were gonna be like, what the fuck, because they want to, you know, that's what they want to hear. We don't play that stuff, so I was like, fuck man, these people might hate this, but the crowd reacted really strong, so I was like, oh cool. It's funny because I've never considered us like a metal band, to be honest with you. But we have a lot of fans in the metal community. That makes me happy because I'm a big fan of metal, even though I don't play it. So to be able to play, you know, we played with Metallica, we played with Slayer, we played with Iron Maiden, these different bands, Testament. To be able to play the same shows as those guys and have similar fans, it's pretty cool because I never really thought or expected that, you know?
Yeah.
So Hellfest was a really, really good time, and I really, really hope we get to do it again. Man, I can't wait for... to play shows again. It's depressing, man, not being even just going to shows. I miss going and seeing music, so hopefully soon, man. I hope.
Still on the subject of shows, do you have a fun story on the road that happened to you recently? Well, relatively recently.
One that I can tell you? No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. I mean, honestly, I'll be straight up, I keep it pretty chill. Because the thing, as I have to watch out for my voice. I have to, like, back in the day, I used to do a lot of cocaine, bro. So I have a lot of good cocaine stories, but my wife will get mad if I tell them to you. But man, we all, you know, on our last tour, you guys like Papa Roach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jacoby, anytime you're with him, some crazy shit happens because that dude's wild, you know? He's a wild boy. But we had a lot of fun with those guys. The crazy shit that happens on tour is probably not something I can really discuss. But I just have a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, coming back to the album, what will you keep forever from the two new Empire records?
What will I keep forever?
Yeah.
What do you mean, keep?
What did it bring to you that you will always remember?
Like recording or song-wise?
Like on a personal level, I guess.
Okay. Well, the songs, I could tell you that, like, I was very, very happy we made. You know, like, Monsters is one of those songs that I've been trying to write for a long time, but I never really had... I didn't want people to know too much about my life, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So... it was hard for me to be like, ooh, I'm going to say this. I shouldn't say that. This is like my childhood, things like that. So I was happy to be able to make songs like Monsters and Idol, which were songs that I always wanted to make, but I was always, I don't know, apprehensive about people knowing too much about me. So to finally just do it, let it go, let it be out there, was very, very, very special to me. And the fact that fans like it and understand it is even makes it even more special, I guess, you know, because we all have the same problems, we all have the same pain, but we're all trying to hide it from each other, which is kind of silly. So it was nice to kind of get that off my chest, I guess.
Definitely, it's nice to hear too.
Oh, good. Man.
What do you listen to these days?
What's
right
on the playlist of your Spotify, maybe?
I've been listening to a lot of, I'm kind of weird with music. I've been listening to a lot of Beck. I really like Beck. That guy's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
I've been listening to him. Now, when I go, like, run or do anything like that, I still honestly listen to the same shit that I listened to when I was in high school. I listen to a lot of Korn. I listen to a lot of Deftones. I listen to a lot of Papa Roach. I don't really listen, to be honest with you, to too many new bands. because it's just not music now is not something. I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. You know, I always loved Linkin Park a lot, and some of those older bands. The new bands haven't been as good as some of those older bands. So I still listen to a lot of stuff that came out 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Johnny, for this interview. Yes, I agree with you. When we are with Papa Roach, some strange things happen. last time I met Jacoby at Jacksonville, at Rockville Festival, and he said, oh yeah, ici c'est Paris. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, he's always a good time, man. Jacoby's my boy.
Yeah, I understand what. Why. So maybe have your last word, the last message for your French fan in France.
Yeah, well, first off, I'd like to apologize. We didn't make it to the Paris show. We are absolutely coming back. I'd like to say thank you for all your support over the years. It's definitely one of my favorite places to come and play. And also, I know that times are a little tough right now with COVID and everything else, but keep your head on straight because we'll get through this and we'll be back and we'll be better than ever.
Well, thank you very much for this interview.
So wait a minute, just I'm forming the jingle ready.